Hey everybody, welcome to Disney News Weekly. We've got a lot of cool stuff today. We're talking about the new Wreck-It Ralph 2 trailer, the new Mulan casting, and the new Pixar movie. A lot of new news. Let's go. Welcome to Disney News Weekly. I'm Leo Camacho, keen as always, and Sarah looking just burly today.
Yeah, I've been working out.
So, yeah, babe, I've noticed. What's up, you guys? A lot of cool stuff. As you can see, the situation is a little different today,
yeah,
but
I
want you to do the intro now because this is like your
thank
moment.
Thank you.
So take it away.
I'm very excited about today's show because, you know, usually Sarah gets to bring her boyfriend to work with her, Leo. But today, I get to bring my boyfriend to work with me. This is Dylan Cashbaugh. Say hi, Dylan.
Hi.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
I mean, am I allowed to say Lion King, or is that too obvious?
We actually have a rule against that here.
Okay. No, Sarah hates Lion King.
No. Sarah loves Lion King. The problem with Lion King is, and with saying that it's your favorite Disney movie, is that Lion King is the best Disney movie.
Yeah.
Arguably, it's the best
one.
It's literally the culmination of the entire Renaissance period, taking all the techniques that they've had so far and just making the best movie they could. And then after that, they're like, well, and it's Hamlet. It's Shakespeare on top of it. The source material
is
solid.
And Elton John.
And JTT.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Ferris Bueller. Everybody's in it. Yeah, I mean, like,
that's
the star-studded cast.
Yeah.
Like, the first time that they went all out on that stuff. So you can't pick it, it's
so
just
that's
too
a
good.
Cop-out, basically.
Every song is amazing. It's a cop-out. It's cheap.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
I think
yourself.
I'm going to go with Fox and the Hound, then.
Whoa! See
oh!
what I mean?
Yeah.
Immediately the balance skews. Mm. When it's not Lion King, no matter what it is, it's just like, where'd that come from?
That
the
always
Fox
makes
and the Hound. Is there a story behind it?
It was just the one that I think I watched the most growing up, and was the most meaningful to me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're the best of friends. So much fun together.
You guys, you're like a fox in the hand.
Anyways,
we've got a lot of really cool news today. Enough of that. I'm done with your love.
Ooh, thank Aww. You, Sky Patterson says, I got a stud.
Oh.
Look at you. You're going to be like, little.
The internet's coming in. The votes are in.
Okay.
You're a stud.
Great.
Good job.
You can stay.
You live. Yeah. Guys, keep chiming in with your favorite. I see everybody in there like, talking about their favorite movies and telling me to preach. The gospel of the Lion King being too good. We've got a lot of news that is relevant today, though. The Renaissance period is over. We've moved on. And now we have a new sort of incoming wave of Disney. I don't know if it's a new Renaissance, but obviously, to start off all the news, Wreck-It Ralph 2, the new trailer, just came out, which is a weird position in. We saw a lot of this at D23, but it's just been non-existent. It's just been whispers on the internet of people talking about, remember when the Disney princesses, and now we got it officially in a trailer. So let's check that out, all of us together.
I have so many questions about what you saw at D23.
Yeah, that's the thing. I wasn't even in the room.
We'll watch the trailer.
The arcade's back. More Stranger Than Ever Things.
Ralph, what is wrong with you?
Start churning butter and put on your church shoes, little sister, because we're about to blast off.
I need to rewatch Wreck-It Ralph.
Ralph, what is it you're trying to say?
We're going on the internet.
What?
I don't know why this song.
It's like the perfect going to the internet song. Like, I never would have.
Which, by the way, this is exactly how I imagined electricity moving. Like, that's not an exaggeration. As a child, this is how electricity moves. And this is how the internet works.
I agree. That's how I feel about it, too. They perfectly personified the internet for me.
Yeah. It's interesting to think that if there was a world of the internet, it's been developing without us knowing this whole time.
So creepy.
Welcome to the search bar. What can I help you find today? Umbrella. Umbridge. Umami.
No.
Noah's Ark. No doubt. Nordstrom Rack. Ergonomics. Urban Outfitters. Cool.
I'm pretty sure he's just trying to guess what you're gonna say.
My autofill is a touch aggressive today.
Let me try. Take me to a website that's super intense and really nuts.
What a way to sell yourself, Disney.
Oh. I only found one result.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my, Disney.
Princesses and cartoon characters.
Now, there's so much discussion.
So much.
So, Oh My Disney is just where every Disney character lives in their all time.
It just looks like a con floor. That's what it looked like to me.
It's
D23. Hi.
Except you're all breaking the
show. That is like the best thing ever in a trailer.
I like the wind blowing her hair nonstop.
Did you care? No.
Magic hands?
No.
Do animals talk to you?
No.
Were you poisoned?
No.
Cursed?
No.
Kidnapped or enslaved?
No. Are you guys okay?
They're so excited.
Please.
Do people assume all your problems got solved because a big, strong man showed up?
Yes. What is up with that?
She is a princess.
Oh, my God.
Ralph breaks the internet. Meredith's face is so weird in that though.
Shouldn't it be Ralph wrecks the internet?
Yeah, since he is Wreck-It Ralph.
The debate we
yeah,
had.
But break the internet, it's like a thing.
Right, it's just wreck the
That's
internet.
That's Taraji P. Henson, right?
I think so.
You're not wrong.
It's interesting because, like, I wonder if they filmed that scene after they released the name of the movie because everybody said that, right? Like, even we said it on this show, too.
Yeah.
Remember, we had this whole discussion on it should just be called Wreck the Internet because that makes way more sense because he's Wreck-It Ralph. And it's almost like they took that conversation straight off of everybody's Twitter feeds. And, well, it would make sense according to this movie.
It would.
Which I love that they stuck to it, but I like that they, like, included that because a little tone deaf if not. So thoughts, first impressions. And chat, too. I want to know what you guys – well, I guess you don't need – I don't need to ask. Dang. Look at all these – everybody's chiming in on this one.
I'm so excited for this. I mean, I really want to watch the first one again because I think a lot of people forget about Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
And did it come out – were there two movies that came out that year or something? I don't – for some
Wreck-It
reason
Ralph?
Or another, like, I felt like Wreck-It Ralph just didn't have the fanfare that, like, most movies have.
I think it did, but it was very short-lived.
Yeah, but I think it's great. I love Sarah Silverman. I love the princesses.
Wait, Wreck-It Ralph? Wait, what year was it?
2012?
Is that what it – that's what it says. Yeah, 2012. That's like – doesn't – that was 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Let's see. 2012 Disney movies. Let's see what came out that year. Wreck-It Ralph. Oh, Brave was also that year. Everybody was busy complaining about Brave. And John Carter came out that year. And everybody was busy complaining about how that is the biggest waste of a budget that Disney has ever had. Avengers was also that year. Mm-hmm. So that's some tough competition. Oh, guys, and obviously Treasure Buddies. The
Labrador Hills Chihuahua was
Beverly Hills Chihuahua
three
the finest of the series
trilogy
Okay, all right.
But I feel like they spent so much more marketing money on Brave than they did on Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, totally.
And so I think
that's different though. It's like Pixar has like their own marketing budget.
I know, but it just I don't know. I feel like
it was a little overshadowed, but I still think it was pretty popular at the time. But the idea, I think, sort of just quickly lost its novelty. You know, it was like, oh, a video game character, and then, like, video games become huger than ever, Twitch, everything, and it was like, oh, that's just a video game movie now. But it is cool that they, I don't know, sort of polished it with the internet.
Yeah.
Some people in the chat are saying that they don't like that they went to actual sites, and I feel like, I get that argument. I feel like it's not Disney to include things like Google and Amazon because it sort of takes the luster off, but I think at the same time, Wreck-It Ralph 1 was super aware of the arcade scene, and it went to actual video games. You saw Zangief and Mario and Sonic and all, Qbert. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why would you not do that with the internet and pretend like it's whole new sites? I mean, I guess the Googly site is more like Ask Jeeves, I guess, but they wanted to kind of give it its own personality.
Yeah, I feel like it's still, like, in that same spirit as the first one, where it's paying a lot of homages, but, like, in a really kind of, like, relevant way to a much larger audience, and who doesn't use the internet versus...
Yeah.
You know, there are, oddly enough, there are people that haven't played Mario, I guess.
I don't believe you.
at
one point, you know, it was like, there was this, because I watch a lot of documentaries on video games. I forget what year it was, but there was a distinct year when they pulled it and Mario was more known than Mickey Mouse. The order was Mickey Mouse, Mario, Mickey Mouse, and Michael Jordan. Or Michael Jackson, one of the two, I can't remember. But those were like the top three icons. Oh. And like the fact that Mario even took over Disney, I mean, Mickey's spot says something. Mickey wasn't having that though. They took it back
for sure. Move out the way, Mario.
Yeah. Another thing a lot of the people on the internet are complaining about is the princess's faces. They say they don't like the way that they look in some of the cases. Like Ariel doesn't look the way. I mean, Ariel will never, no one will ever be 100% happy with Ariel, no matter what, because she's such a beloved character. I'm looking at the chat. But yeah, people are having problems with that, which I think they look fine. And even if they look similar, so what? These are cameos. It's not like they're the stars of this particular movie, so there would be no reason for them to be absolutely unique. Like, let them blend a little bit, you know? Give the animators a break. They got to animate, like, what? How many? 12 princesses or something? Another thing people are mad about is Cinderella's shoe. They're like, why is she so aggressive? It's like, I know.
It's so funny.
I think it's like,
that's like the best
everything
moment
is
I've
a
ever
one-off.
Seen in a trailer. I
yeah.
laugh so much.
It's so un-Disney to like kind of roast Disney, mm-hmm. you know, and it's cool to see them do it so openly.
Well, I feel like this was so with like Tangled and Frozen, like Disney movies have been getting pretty like meta and like totally. Really like kind of in some ways making fun of themselves. And I feel like in some ways this looks like it at least could be the culmination of that, where it is like, you know, one of the main scenes they show in the trailer is clearly like really referencing Disney, like past movies in a way of like, oh, you know, hashtag feminism.
So. Yeah, it's like, feminism. Yeah, it's cool kind of going through like back in time almost with all the different princesses and those quick one-liners, because like everybody who's a Disney fan is like, really? Like, these are the movies, these are the like the women that like we grew up with, yeah. like these women who literally were saved by men all the time, were like, you know, kidnapped or, you know, I think it's so great that Disney's like, you know, yep, that's where we were at that time, but we're moving forward.
There's always adversity, right? In every story, and every hero has to face something. But it seems like whenever the movie is about a female, it's an obstacle that they can't overcome unless something else happens, right? Like whenever it's about a boy, they can, like Aladdin, he can weasel his way to the top, but there's no like girls that figure out how to break the system. It's always like a prince that saves them, or like, you know, a magic spell that makes them better or something like that.
Yeah. Like even in Frozen, which is one of the most recent princesses that have kind of come to us, like, besides Princess Leia, but even in Frozen, Kristoff had to come help Anna.
I mean, yeah, he helps. I mean, yeah, and
obviously, at least, like the climax scene, Anna does it on her own with Elsa, but, like, anyways.
Are we allowed to bring up maybe, like, the Lego Movie 2 and how it's really interesting that trailer also had the same kind of, like, feminism moment?
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, I don't know if, you know,
you can bring up Lego
trailers.
You can bring up the Lego movie.
Listen, here's actually real quick, okay. Interesting point. Allison Scott in the chat is saying, people are like calling it, like saying good catch. It's true. Cindy is very kind and welcoming, but it's funny because they're probably protecting themselves from spam or a virus. I mean, yeah, if you're living
slash
on the internet.
Trolls. Internet trolls are so mean.
Also, like, who's to say it doesn't refresh, right? F5, get a new shoe. Yeah. keyboard joke there, everybody. Keyboard humor.
But what were you saying about Lego Movie?
Oh, just that it has the same like moment of a female character, like kind of having that same like somebody says to her, "Oh, were you a victim of like a male like not really doing anything, but then taking all the credit for your victory?" And she's like, "Oh, actually, yeah,
yeah,
and
yeah."
It's like a nice trend in trailers these days, you know.
Getting woke mm-hmm. in the cartoons. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Overall thoughts? Do you like it?
Do you like it? Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm more excited for Wreck-It Ralph 2 than I am for Incredibles 2.
I'm more excited for Incredibles 2, but this is like it's like a close second, right?
Well, this is more like my speed of movie, I think. Yeah, like, yeah. Incredibles I know I'm going to enjoy, and it's like more classic, like mm-hmm. Pixar-y stuff. But
I feel like this is going to be like Thor Ragnarok.
This is the Ragnarok of Disney.
Like, I'm just going to enjoy Disney it movies. So much.
That's a good comparison. I'm on board with that. Incredibles is Avengers, and this is Thor Ragnarok. They're both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So let's move on to the next. Let me look at the chat real quick. Overall, what do you guys think? Let's see what people are saying. I think it's so funny how instead of saying, like, I love it, I'm so excited, people are like, this is the issue that I have, or this is the thing that I liked. Like, everybody picks out a solitary moment instead of a no.
I don't understand, because there was so much freaking flack about the shoe. Like, on the internet.
Weird.
Like, it's weird. It's
like, about all of them. Their faces. And someone in the chat here was even saying, I don't like Rapunzel's face. I'm like, if anything, she's the closest to the movie because she was already CGI. But people like Ariel and Snow White and stuff have never been CGI. So unless you're on a ride or something. Anyways, next piece of news. Let's move on. Let's get through that. What do we got? Oh, Disney is developing a Flora and Ulysses series for their new streaming service that will be competing with Netflix.
I don't know what this is.
Neither do I. I have nothing. I read a little bit about it. It's a book series about a girl who's, I think, socially awkward and has a pet squirrel
gets
hit by a car. Is it hit by a car? Something happens to the squirrel, doesn't die, and it develops superpowers.
This is Dylan's, like, dream. So, Dylan last, 2 years ago now?
Dylan loves when squirrels get hit.
Dylan 2 years ago was hiking, found a baby squirrel that had fallen out of a tree, rescued said baby squirrel, tried to nurse it back to health, but we realized...
Well, also calling an animal shelter to make sure
we did call. Yeah, we
I'm sorry, I was way off. it's about a cynical girl who spends her time reading comic books and a squirrel who is run over by the neighbor's vacuum cleaner. That's why I thought it was a car. And the squirrel's brush with death causes him to develop superpowers. Okay. Has anybody in the chat read this book? And this is going to be a series, so it's not going to be a movie. It's going to be multiple episodes. I don't know. You know, I don't know what the overall story is, so I don't know how it's going to be a show. But
anyways, Dylan got the squirrel. Its name was Kubo because the Kubo
movie. One?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for a couple days.
It was like a week or two. And then the squirrel had like a little eye infection, so I was like, Dylan, we really need to take this squirrel to the, like, to professionals. So we took it to the Wildlife Foundation in Malibu, the California Wildlife Foundation. And let Kubo... be raised by professionals. Be free.
That's
and
very
hopefully
kind
released
of
back into the wild. Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you do, there are they're not domestic, but they're like domesticated-ish squirrels that you can actually get from breeders, and they make really good pets, just like a rat does. You know, they're small and they're squirrely, but they are like little dogs. So you can teach them tricks and commands. You just have to be okay with rodent-sized pets.
Also, squirrels are wild animals. Do not keep them.
Don't
as
catch
pets.
A wild. You have to get them from a breeder. Like, for sure, that's the best way to do it. I know somebody who does it. She
okay,
them.
Okay. I was like,
No. She doesn't just go out and scoop them up and then be like, "Who wants a squirrel?" Like, no. Proper channels.
Kubo was super cute. We had to bottle feed him like every like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility.
That wasn't that long ago then. Like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Everybody's at Super Iron Halo is saying, is it a live action or animated? I have no idea. I would imagine it's live action because that's way cheaper for them. Because this is like just like a girl. I guess a squirrel would be CGI though, so maybe that's cheaper. I don't know. I guess not. Is animation that's expensive, right?
All depends.
It all depends, right? Who knows? Let me see. I'm gonna check one more time because maybe it does say something about that. I just don't know anything about the series, so I don't know what would it lend itself better to. But if it's a girl who reads comic books, cast a real actress, I'm like, oh, I can relate to her, you know? Nope. That's all we know. Just for the new service, and that's it. Okay. Are you guys excited in the chat? Let us know if you're interested in Flora. What was the character?
I just don't know this book, so maybe I'm just
Ulysses,
like too old.
Flora and Ulysses.
I like the name Ulysses for a pet.
It's good. Too many.
It's a Squirrel Girl's origin story.
That's what
actually.
I was thinking. Is it really?
No.
I was like, honestly, dude, like that's not crazy to think. Like, imagine a squirrel. Something happens to it. Develops superpowers. Bites her. She gets bitten by a radioactive squirrel.
Oh my!
Because she's like the kind of character
gosh.
Where that humor would.
What
fly.
If they did that? Where that was like the season one finale reveal? Is that she becomes Squirrel Girl?
Wait, time out. Has Squirrel Girl been cast? I know we've talked about Squirrel Girl.
I don't remember actually.
I can't like or the, if she was gonna be in any.
Remember.
Marvel movie.
Super Iron Halo in the chat. I know you're a big Marvel fan. Check it out. Find out for us. But yeah, let's see. Is that illegal to breed squirrels? I don't know the rules. I don't know if California allows it, but I know people do it in the States.
Do your research.
Do your research, man.
We're trying it.
Google it. Google it and then watch Wreck-It Ralph 2 and then see your Google come up in the movie. They actually have that user generated like in the theater if you tweet. There's like a hashtag they're going to have, and you can tweet it, and then you can see it come up in the movie in the tweet scene. No, I'm just messing with you.
Next level.
I was like, it took me like a
your
little
face,
while to
you
be
were like, whoa.
Sorry, but if it has to do with cats or dogs, you guys, adopt, don't shop. Both Leo and I have rescue animals. Actually, all three of us have rescue animals, so.
Oh, she has been cast in The New Warriors, people are saying.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Who is it? What actress we want to see?
Yeah, who is Squirrel Girl?
Let us know. Even though there is Marvel movie news here on AfterBuzz.
Yeah, you can also check that out.
On Popcorn Talk. Yeah, check him out. Okay, next piece of news. Let's move on. Another thing that we don't know much about, but production on an original Pixar film starts in 2019. Currently, the project is simply known as Suburban Fantasy World. And as you can see from the image, there's a dragon flying above a city that has a water tower and road signs and buildings. So it is a it takes place in the current age. Here's the synopsis, actually. The story takes place in a modern fantasy world where there was once magic, but over time it has lost its sense of meaning.
Story broke?
Wonder and excitement, a topic unlike many of Disney's genres where magic is consistently used. Yeah, I mean, essentially, all these things.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. They've explored family relationships in 2012's Brave, but with a twist. Yeah, I'm wondering. I mean, we have nothing on it, but I'm really curious because I think this is like a really hot sort of topic. Genre right now. A lot of young adult novels are coming out in this sort of setting. I was even writing one. And I'm angry because now I'm just going to be, oh, it's Pixar's idea. I'm saying that on the internet so that people can say that I knew that when I wrote it.
What has Pixar explored that is fantasy other than Brave? Is that the only
fantasy-like
one that they've done?
Like high fantasy, basically. Yeah. No, I don't.
I mean, I feel like I'd be really excited to see what they do to sci-fi. It. That,
I really, you know, I would really love a Pixar, like, not because obviously it's modern world fantasy, but I would almost like to see Pixar give me like a medieval
classic fantasy.
Like, you know,
like How to Train Your Dragon type thing.
Yeah, challenge Shrek, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Shrek, who's a lot of people's favorite movie.
Such a good
favorite Disney movie.
Isn't that the plot to Bright? Like I said, it is a very popular genre right now. It is sort of the plight.
Don't speak that name.
Bright, the movie that set up the most brilliant world and didn't use any of it.
Just wait for Bright 2.
Be careful.
Yeah, we'll see.
Dylan works for Netflix.
You like it?
Bright as a movie? I thought it was a cool world.
Bright 2. Do you like it?
I mean, I'm very curious to see. I think that they built an awesome world, and I'd be really excited to see where they go.
I can't imagine them, like, screwing it up twice with such a cool world. I haven't seen it, though, so I have no idea. I just remember the trailer.
Either way, it got everybody talking about it, right? Like, that was sort of the point. Whether you like it or dislike it, everything was about Bright for a little while there. Like, every review was people ranting in either direction.
But Bright did huge overseas.
Yeah.
Huge.
It's a cool concept.
People love people love fantasy worlds. Yeah. They love Lord of the Rings. Like, that's something even in the modern day people are so fascinated with. That's why Harry Potter does so well, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you find a way to hone in on that with good characters and good storytelling, people are going to, of course, you have a huge built-in audience.
I mean, yeah. And then, like I said, it's trending right now. Pixar's on the... But no, other than Brave, there was no other medieval. I don't think so. But yeah, so that's happening. That's all we know about it. It's pretty limited knowledge. I'm stoked. Look, I like Pixar. I like Disney. Mm-hmm. They could make a movie about like a squirrel getting hit by a vacuum cleaner getting superpowers and I'd watch it. You know? I was trying to think of like a ridiculous scenario and I was like, wait. This very episode
they gave
has included
us one.
Here's one that it's a shame that Sarah is not here to discuss this one because this news is literally about Sarah. But guests were invited to Disney Bound, and it's not guests like people that were at the park. They were invited before this event. Were invited to Disney World to do Peter Pan Disney Bounds in a parade to celebrate the release of Peter Pan on Blu-ray. That was a mouthful. But essentially, Sarah flew out to Orlando for 4 days with all of the Disney community ladies from out here, all in Disney Bound, and they met up with a bunch of the Orlando community, and then they walked in this parade where they were all Disney bounding either Peter Pan, the Lost Boys, the Crocodile, Hook. There was a Heroes Villains type of thing going on, and here you can see some of their looks.
Sarah was Hook.
You see her in the background. She was super mad because she was melting. There was no shade. She was like, I was sweating. My hair was wet the whole time.
It is crazy to me. Like, props to Leslie, who has been on the show. Like, oh, there she is.
Yeah, she gets interviewed too. There's like longer videos and stuff like that where they actually talk to her, I think. And
there she is.
There she is.
Sarah!
There's my girl. There she is getting interviewed. God, so funny. It's pretty cool. I did something similar for Snow White, but it's interesting to see how big Disney Bounding has gotten. Because when we did the one for Snow White's Blu-ray release, there was like seven of us. No, there was seven dwarves and two Snow Whites, so there was nine of us. And then you look at this, and they had 50 Disney Bounders in that parade.
Yeah.
50 Disney Bounders.
It's just so cool. Like, it's such a fun way to, like, a new way to enjoy the park. I mean, I know Dylan hates me now because, like, every time we go to Disneyland, I'm like, what are we going to Disney Bound as? And he's like, oh, God.
It's a lifestyle.
But I'm like, we have to. Yeah. You were Hades one time. Who are you another time?
I think that was about it.
I think that's all he's done with me.
That's a good job.
Good choice, so I got to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good choice.
It was Villains Day, so he had to be a villain.
He had to be a villain. Mm-hmm. Dylan the villain. thank you guys for liking my Sarah impression, by the way. I've been practicing it for 4.5 years. No. God, nobody send that clip to Sarah, please. Oh, my gosh. No. Which, by the way, the reason she's not here... Sorry, I'm tangled up in my microphone. The reason Sarah's not here is because she's seeing The Incredibles tonight. We're going to see it Saturday.
Yes.
So next week, we will have our soft, spoiler-free review of Incredibles 2 for y'all to listen to before you go out and see it, which, by the way, you just go see it. I'll tell you right now, I've seen 30 minutes of it. It's amazing. Okay, let's see what we got. Last piece of news before we get into the Solo breakdown. Disney has cast a live-action Mulan movie character. It is her love interest. Let me give you the character breakdown.
He's so hot.
He is a good-looking dude. He is a,
such a
look
good
at that
smolder.
Glare. Like,
oh. Look at the
Mulan.
Leo, you need to work on your
why
smolder.
Why are you making
this
me
guy?
Question my sexuality, Ping? According to The Hollywood Reporter, New Zealand actor Yosan Ahn, who is of Chinese descent, has been cast in a leading role of the film. The character is described as a confident and ambitious recruit who joins Commander Tung's unit, becomes Mulan's biggest ally, and eventually turns into her love interest. however, the name of the character has not yet been revealed. So this is definitely a different story than we got in the animated feature, because in that one, obviously, you know, it's the captain, Li Shang.
If we do not get... If they have music in this and we don't even get a nod to "I'll make a man out of you," I will hate this movie.
I get that. See, I kind of get this. I kind of get this angle more than the movie had it, because if you were to portray this in a realistic setting and you had the captain training all of these troops, the captain wouldn't be spending all his time with like Ping. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree.
He's got to train everybody. I like the idea of a recruit who is signed up side by side, and so they go through all of those struggles and character developments together. And through that, because it's different. It's one thing to have the captain like, get everybody in the mud and do backflips and hit these rocks with this broom.
Let's get down to business.
Who are you, soldier? I like your legs, but I like squat or something. You know?
Yeah, no, I
like this. That it's like, God, we're going through all this together, and I'm just like, emotionally, I'm invested in you as a person.
Well, I can also see him maybe like making fun of Ping, like maybe somewhat of a bully.
When boys like you.
Yeah, right.
That's why guys are always hitting each other.
No, that's a terrible.
We're all in love with each other. We all want to kiss.
They hit each other all the time, so guys.
Fan fiction, go!
Oh, the Dylan and Leo story.
Yeah, Dilio. Oh. What's the Dilio?
Oh my God! You guys just have got your own Christ ship name. They're shipping Dilio. Oh, no. See what happens when Sarah comes
yeah,
away.
Sarah leaves and I get in a relationship.
with a man?
Let's see. I'm just going to look here with the chat. No offense, he looks a little skinny. Super Iron Halo, is he not your type, dude? Sorry that he doesn't cut you don't like the cut of his jib.
Who's Ping? Ping is Mulan's male alter ego in Mulan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my name is Achu. Achu? My name is Ping. Ping.
When does Incredibles 2 premiere? The world premieres tonight. And it was the red carpet. No, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday, sorry.
So yeah, the world premiere was yesterday. When it actually comes out is June 15th. So
next Friday.
You guys got a week. But yeah, Ping is the male version of Mulan, when she's disguised as a boy in the army. Let's see. Yeah, the movie is in China. It's not necessarily for the American market. Oh, you bet your butt it's for the American market if it's being made by Disney. I mean, it probably will hopefully perform well in China, and I'm sure that it will. But don't think that, like, Disney would never make a movie and go, this isn't for the American market. Like, they would 100% make sure that they made it appealing to American audiences. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be speaking Chinese with subtitles the whole movie. You know what I mean? He's not even... He's of Chinese descent, so who even knows if he speaks Chinese?
I wonder
Chinese.
If someday we'll get to that point with Disney.
In movies. We don't really even see that very often now with outside of Disney, you know? Mm-hmm. Unless it's like some weird indie film. But let's see.
Leo probably got that ship name so quickly because Dylan actually directed the Star Wars short that
we've been sitting on it for weeks.
months, actually. And Dylan helped us with all the fight choreography and was with us during rehearsals
stuff.
So.
We talked about you on the show.
Yeah, we did. Well, we did. So
Leo
they
already wrote that. The fan fiction.
And they have a very intimate
It's funny you say that.
It's been pitching the script around.
Speaking of scripts, this last 10 minutes... is devoted to the movie Solo. We've all seen it by now, hopefully, if you haven't seen it.
I just want you to play solo so bad.
You want me to play solo?
No, I want the gods of Popcorn Talk to play the song solo.
What is the song?
You don't know the solo song?
No, what's the solo song?
You know it, right, Anthony? You can find it. I don't know exactly.
I can see him Googling it right now.
He knows exactly what it is.
It is probably an all Chinese cast. You're right, but it doesn't mean that it's for Chinese audiences. It means that they're finally listening to what people have to say. American audiences, Chinese people aren't in China going, Hollywood needs to stop appropriating our culture. They don't even know that it's happening, like, to the degree that we do. We're much more laser focused here, and that was us becoming more globally aware and sensitive to different
and
minorities.
Also, they should have an all Chinese cast.
It's a Chinese movie.
It's a Chinese
movie.
It's a Chinese character. They're in China, for gosh sakes. Like,
yeah, but like in the past, that hasn't stopped people from just like being racist and still casting white people.
Well, of course not. But I mean, hopefully we're changing because we have seen those problems in the past with
definitely.
Yeah.
So it's the solo song.
No, it's the song like I'm riding solo. You know that song.
Oh, I
that's
know which one
the song
you're talking
I was
about.
Thinking. It's fine. It's fine. This is fun too.
Anyway, so if you haven't seen Solo, get out of here. We're gonna talk spoilers. Spoilers may be included in our
discussion.
Yes,
the Jason Derulo song. Yes, Caitlin Stewart.
I'm riding solo.
I'm riding solo. You all know it. That's all I could think of when I was getting ready.
I didn't think of it as the solo song.
I just think of it as a solo song. I'm sorry.
Is that why you were singing it the whole movie?
Yeah. Sorry.
I thought it's like if you say the Boba Fett song, I know there's a Boba Fett song.
What's the Boba Fett song?
You know, the Boba Fett song.
I don't know the Boba Fett song.
I find it, or is it like, I'm Boba the Fett. I bounty hunt for a Jabba Hutt to finance my vet. By MC Chris? You don't know the Boba Fett rap by MC Chris? Get out of here.
No, but here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Get ready for it. Okay, this is your chance to get out if you don't want to be spoiled for Solo. As we dance to Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo, the sponsoring this episode. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're so close to it. Let's get to it, Jason.
What if like it did this? Watch. I'm going to do my remix live. Watch this. Oh, here we go. Here we go. There you go. There's my remix.
Dylan's so embarrassed by me. Like, I'm just like watching him and he's
Fett's
just like...
Fett.
I mean, well, that's why I'm dating Leo now.
Yeah.
Dileo. The music. Where did that even come from? Oh, you had the other one playing in the background. Yeah. You did a remix yourself on YouTube. yeah, let's see here. What were we doing? Oh, yeah, Solo. So let's talk about it, guys. Again, last warning, Solo spoilers. Just overall impressions. I know that we've done a spoiler-free sort of review, but now let's talk about it. Let's get in detail. That's why I asked you to come, because I want to hear your thoughts on it, and you're wearing a Solo shirt.
Oh, wow, good job, babe.
Yeah, I know. He knows. He knows he did a good job. Just first, high level. Did you like it?
I enjoyed it. Yes, it was a very entertaining movie. I think it was very fun, but I wish it had not been a Han Solo movie and just been a fun Star Wars movie that didn't need to have the Han Solo character. I think it was a great story on its own.
Okay.
Just yell.
Before we start going on each other.
I liked it better than... I liked it better... I said this last week, but I liked it better than Rogue One, but Rogue One was a better movie. It was just more fun. I like fun movies. I was surprised at how much I did like it because I went into it with very low expectations.
But overall, it...
Overall, I will watch it again and I will...
Like you went in here and you came out here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with both of you. I think that on the point of it shouldn't have been a solo movie, I don't mind that it was a solo movie because of the fact that it was empty. I didn't want him to add too... There were some things I didn't like when they gave him his name, when they gave him, like, Solo. I thought that was the dumbest thing they could have done.
Oh, my God.
And while it was happening, I'm like, nobody stop this? Like, there was not a single person on set. It was like,
Like, Ron Howard, you weren't like,
Kennedy wasn't...
What's her
name?
Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy wasn't just like, no, that's stupid. No,
that's we didn't need to know that. Like, we did not need to know how he got his name.
It should have just been his name. In a world where people are named Skywalker, Solo's not that weird. You know what I mean? It's oh God.
Also, does he like not have a last name already? Like,
yeah, that's the thing. He's like my dad used to build these on Corellia. Remember? He's like, this is a YT-100 Star Cruiser, YT-1000, whatever. And he's like, yeah, my dad used to build these on Corellia. I used to blah 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 blah. Now I'm in one. So he had a dad, and he was aware of who his dad was, but he didn't use his dad's name. Like, I was like, sound low. And that guy hammed. That was like his line. He had that line, and he's just like, I'm gonna make this the best damn line I've ever had. And he's like, no last name, huh? Loud typing. I don't know. like, he knew we were going to hate it. He's just like, there will be an action figure of me that people will put on bullseyes one day.
Literally blow me up.
Just whatever that. But everything else I thought was cool. Like, it was, as we predicted, everything that has ever happened to Han Solo basically happened in a 2-week span.
I was going to raise my hand.
Go ahead.
I understand why they did it, because obviously, I get why they did what they did, because I really liked Kira. I thought Emilia Clarke did a really good job, and I liked the character, but at the same time, why did they give us a love story about Han Solo when his greatest love story is with Leia?
Well, now he can't fall in love, just uses and abuses, and he doesn't find true love again until Leia. Do you understand how scoundrels work?
Get out of here, Leo. I can't with you.
Listen, I mean, this is like the story of me, you know? High school sweetheart breaks my heart. I just live my life, just void of any love, and then I find Sarah. And then, you know, we start a rebellion and we take over the galaxy for the good guys or something.
Take over Disney.
So does that mean,
yeah, Disney movies.
Does that
yeah.
mean once you guys have kids, you're just going to leave her?
And then I'm just going to be like, bye! And then
also, he's going to be a bad guy.
Yeah, be careful with your kids.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll send my dog to hang out with my adopted daughter.
No wonder why you look so much like Kylo.
but other than, like,
Pasta's going to go evil. Sorry, oh my God. I just had an image of
first
Pasta
of all, how dare you? The show's over. Show's canceled. but I mean, those are like annoyances that I had with the movie, but overall I really enjoyed the experience of watching the movie. I heard something said that I thought was very, very interesting. Solo is a Star Wars movie for Star Wars fans. It's not a movie for everybody else. And that's what the main Star Wars trilogy is to people now. Everybody tunes in to The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi because they're soapy and we get that story and stuff. But this movie was more about like, you just have this understanding of what the Star Wars universe is. There's not going to be a lot of depth because you're filling in the gaps with your knowledge of the expanded universe. There's a lot of minor references. There was no like overt, oh, there's C-3PO. It was like things like the Mythosaur skull, which is what Boba Fett, it's the Mandalorian skull that he has on his armor. Lando walks underneath it when he goes in, Han goes underneath it when he goes to meet Lando for the first time in that gambling den, mm-hmm. which insinuates that it's Mandalorian run or something like that. So those are the kinds of things like, oh yeah, the Mandalorians are part of the underworld syndicate. And we're filling in the gaps because as Star Wars fans, these are the things that we're picking up on. But general audiences, it's just like, this is like a random heist movie. And all to say that it didn't do that well in the theaters. I think the opening weekend it did something like $85 million, which is banana garbage cockapoo.
But
like, that's nothing.
I don't think it helped that there was so much kind of drama in the news about this film, like
that
leading up to it. That had to have hurt it, because people probably were like, this, like, of course, originally people were like, you can't do Han Solo again because Harrison Ford is Han Solo, and so why would you even do this? So people were upset in the first place about that, but then like to try to bring in the non-Star Wars fans but then have them only hear about all this like crazy crap happening with the movie, they're not gonna want to go take the time to see it.
And then and it was, you know, like one thing I was, Allison Scott again in the chat, you're killing it tonight. I didn't like that the previous directors made them do improv. It's not cool at all, especially for a Star Wars movie. Well, that's why Kathleen Kennedy pulled out those directors, because their style is so improvisational. It's so ad-libby. And I thought it was interesting that Ron Howard came in, and you can still see moments of the previous directors. Like there's a part where he's talking to Lady Proxima. And she's like, and you escaped with nothing. And he goes, I got away with my life. I think that's a lot. It's a lot to me, you know. And that was definitely like an improv Alden moment, because he's a script guy. You can tell when he's going off script a little bit. He's very rigid. I think he plays the part well enough. He doesn't have that Harrison Ford charm, but I do think he's a fun guy to watch on screen.
He's hot.
He's good looking as well.
He's very pretty.
Although a lot of people are like, no, Harrison Ford's way hotter.
See, and that's the thing is, like, I thought he did a great job as a protagonist and as a character.
Yes.
He wasn't Han Solo.
No, he wasn't.
But that's, and that's the thing. It's like, he did a good job. It just wasn't what...
It was like a fan fiction of Han Solo.
I kept thinking that. I'm like, this is a dope fan movie, man.
Yeah.
This is a real fan movie. Like, for sure. This is like a... You know when they give an author a book deal and it's like his first time writing a big novel and for like a license or something and they're like, he's like, well, cool. What is it about? Like, what do you want me to write about? And they're like, Han Solo. And he's like, I get Han Solo. And they're like, yeah, but don't go crazy. Like, just write a story about Han Solo, you know? And this is what you get, you know?
Can I just jump in real quick? Just rolling it back a bit as to, like he wasn't Han Solo. Like, is he supposed to be our Han Solo?
Han Solo.
I think, yeah, he's supposed to be a young 1.0. Han Solo that it will eventually become the Han Solo that we all know and love. That's why I'm saying, like, I've questioned it as well. Like, I don't think he's supposed to be Han Solo right off the bat. He's supposed to be the beginnings of this little character.
And I think to support your case here, at the very end, she's, you know, obviously it's like a heavy nod. It's not like they tried to sneak it by us, but she was like, are you sure you don't want to join the rebellion? We could use a natural leader like you. And he's like, and then his answer is not today, or maybe something like along
maybe
those lines.
Maybe later.
He's like, maybe not today or something.
Yeah.
But the point is that later on he does become a general in the rebellion. But the way that you see Alden in that moment, his reaction was so perfect because it's like, Han Solo is a different guy than the one we know, and we're seeing him starting to make these more Han Solo-centric decisions. Because when they show him and she asks him that, he's a good guy, right? Like, he knows he's a good guy. He knows that he helped out, he did the right thing. But when she asks him, his reaction isn't like, no, not today, I don't think so, or nah, I've got bounties to do, or whatever. Like, his reaction was, no.
Yeah.
You know, like he almost... But he's like, nah, this is, I gotta go, this is the life I need to lead,
yeah.
Right? And that's, then he starts becoming the Han Solo we have now. And again, it has to be headcanon, because that's all we got to go off of, right?
I did really love Chewie, and like their introduction
their friendship was great.
Is so wonderful.
Donald Glover, Billy Dee Williams impression too much, or a good Lando?
Too much for me.
A little too much.
A little too much, right? Mm. It wasn't watching Donald Glover, it was watching...
I love Donald Glover.
I think he made it his own well enough.
Well, it seemed like the first scene you saw him, it was a little too much, but then he settled in a bit.
Yeah. I think that was a decision. Mm-hmm. I think that was a choice. Like, okay, this is his first scene. Let's give you the Lando you know, and let's show you who the Lando that he was. Mm-hmm. Right? Because in that moment, all eyes on him. Hey, how you doing? I'm Hanel, buddy. You know, even the fact that they included that was great.
I enjoyed it.
And then, you know, everybody's going nuts about his... is he pansexual and all that stuff? It's just so... Did you hear about this?
No.
So everybody's, like, cheering because, you know, it's like he has this, like, weird romantic back and forth with his droid. And they're saying that that's confirmed that Lando is pansexual. He just loves for the sake of loving. But all of that spawned off of the directors walking down, like, doing a media... junket circuit or something, and they asked them like Lando Calrissian has a relationship with his droid and he's very close to them, does this mean that he's pansexual? And what do you do in that moment? Like, you're like, no, it's a droid. You're like,
yeah.
And then he's just like, I mean, you know, you love people, you know, love is love or whatever, you know. He's like, it's whatever.
To
he's just like
Lin-Manuel,
it's like a throwaway
Miranda.
Yeah, it's like a
love
throwaway
is
answer
love is love is
and then the
is
media
love.
Went freaking bananas. It was bonkers, like articles, like Lando is pansexual, Lando's all these things, and so there was like things to rally behind, but at the same time I was like, that's great, but it's not a Lando movie, so
yeah.
You're gonna get a moment of that, but he's, you know, second bananas to Han. So.
I know they're kind of like teasing that like this is going to be, or have they confirmed that this is going to be a trilogy now? They're going to make more movies. I mean, they obviously expected at the end of this movie, they left it as like, okay, wait to see chapter 2 coming to a theater near you in the next 3 years. Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Kind of what they...
It was weird. That ending was weird. Go ahead.
I would say it's very questionable whether there's a sequel right now, but they did leave it like bookended. They left the book open.
I do think that they were like, if we want to make this a Marvel universe, we can.
Right.
You know, I don't know if they will. First of all, the fact that we got Darth Maul in that movie was like a huge curveball. Because, like, yes, canonically, in the Clone Wars series, he is alive, right? He didn't die. He got his legs back on.
How did we just get to Darth Maul? Darth Maul was in it.
Yeah, well, that's because I can think that was the moment when you're like, oh, is this story bigger?
Yeah.
Are we going to get a Kira movie? Are we going to get, like, I don't...
What I really want is for that story to lead into the Obi-Wan movie.
That's, yeah, I was just going to say that.
And
name.
I think that's
so
I think
great.
That's sort of... The direction is like the side stories will show how maybe loosely the stories are all, like everyone in the galaxy is revolving around the same singular force. There's only one war, as Maz Kanata says, right? There's only ever been one war. So, I mean, I hope so. I mean, because obviously I think what they did was they needed a villain for Obi-Wan to fight in his movie, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, we could just make one up and make it nonsensical, but he's on Tatooine and hiding. And the only person who would go through the lengths to track him down is Darth Maul, but Darth Maul is dead according to everybody who's never seen the Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. So we need a way to bring him back into the movie to let everybody know that he didn't actually die. So we're going to start on a shot on his legs that are now robotic. So then when we pan around, you're like, Darth Maul's alive and he's got robotic legs. He's going to find Obi-Wan to kill. And that's...
And
story.
That is so. I bet you. So I bet you we see Kira in.
He's alive in
the
Rebels
Obi-Wan.
Well, I mean, okay. By the way, yeah, they did a ton of cliffhanger moments there where she's just like, you see the lightsaber ignite in her eyes, and you know she's working for the dark side, and she's just like, okay. And he's like, you're going to spend more time with me on Dathomir, whatever. How does his lightsaber ignite red in a blue hologram?
Oh.
He was red in the blue hologram.
He was blue in the blue hologram. And then he goes, whoosh, gets the lightsaber and turns it on. He's like, don't be naughty. You know, so has his line. And the thing is red, and you see the red reflection in her eyes. I'm like, but those things are blue.
Leo,
I can see the rage in your eyes.
No, it's so true.
Considering, like, this is something we dealt with making our Star Wars movie.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah. So.
Anyway, what did you guys think? Did you guys like Darth Maul being brought back? Did you like the movie? Did you think it was fun? Ins and outs. We vented too deeply, and I had a lot of things to get off my chest in front of Dylan because I don't think we've had a moment to sit down and talk about this. So.
I'm sorry. I know.
I know.
I'm sorry. Just roll out of here.
Yeah. But that's it. That's all the time we have. But I genuinely want to hear your thoughts because I think this is an interesting position, right? It didn't do well, but a lot of fans liked it and thought it was a lot of fun, but it was an empty film and it introduced some interesting elements. So make sure you guys tweet at us because we want to know. Let's double it up. You can tweet at the Popcorn Talk on Twitter, and that way they can join the conversation. They have all of the different shows on the channel, as you know, and you should subscribe. But you can tweet at me at Leo Zombie on Twitter, and I would love to continue this conversation there.
Guys can tweet at me at Keaton Markey, which is also my Instagram and Facebook. And who you again? I forgot.
I am Dylan, and if you shout really loudly, I might be close enough that you hear me.
You'll come outside your house and go, "Hey, Darth Maul!"
I respond to that. Yes. Yeah.
Lightsaber was red. Somebody fix it.
It's a blue hologram.
Somewhere out there, Ron Howard just goes, "What was that?" Anyway, guys, thank you guys so much for watching Disney News Weekly. We'll see you next week. What a fun time. I love you all.
Dylan, you can come back anytime.
Oh, you're always welcome here. Dillio forever.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.